You heard Allison read it in English, Psalm 23. I bet you know it, right? Yeah. Let me read one portion of it in Spanish and then in English. Aderezas mesa delante de mí en presencia de mis angustiadores. Unges mi cabeza con aceite, mi copa está rebosando. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Last weekend at Calvary, we had a party, in case you didn't know. We actually had two in a row last weekend with our full retreat day at Camp Fraser. And then we had our Shalom Scholars Sunday and luncheon. And then last night, we had a party again, didn't we? As we celebrated Ana Xochitl Setel's Palacios Quinceañera. It was so fun. And today, well, today is World Communion Sunday, FYI. So in a way, we're having a party with the whole wide world today. In case you haven't picked up on this, we are a church that likes to party. Aquí en Calvary nos gusta la fiesta, ¿verdad? But we're not that way coincidentally. We are a church that likes to party because we are shaped by people who've been throwing fiestas for thousands of years. At first glance, this psalm, este Salmo 23, it may not look like it's about a party, does it? Like God walking with us in the valley of the shadow of death while we're trying not to fear evil. It might not be the thing that makes us feel very festive, right? But then, bursting out of verse 5, aderezas mesa delante de mí en presencia de mis angustiadores. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. It's a party, y'all. And the reason I say it's a party is that the Hebrew for table, sulhan, is often used to describe a banquet table at a royal feast. It's a party kind of table. It's big. It's adorned. It's fancy. It's beautiful. It's for something special. And then almost immediately, this image of a party, it gets juxtaposed with another one, doesn't it? You prepare a sulhan, a table, una mesa delante de mis angustiadores in the presence of my enemies. What? Why would anyone, least of which God, be throwing a party in the presence of enemies? The Spanish actually helps us here because angustiadores means, it means something like those who or that which is causing me suffering. It's derived from the word anguish. Do you hear it? Can you hear the root? Angustiadores. Anguish. Got it? So angustiadores are those inflicting suffering or causing anguish. So just to be clear, any initial image we might have had of like, you know, two equal parties, pun intended. Anyway, sorry. Any image we might have had of two equal parties on either side of the battlefield duking it out who are just mad at each other, that image vanishes when we get deeper into this fragment. No, this is an image of someone having A party, living a life, someone sitting at a table prepared by God, and that table is right in the middle of those inflicting suffering or causing angustia, anguish. So I found myself lingering on that phrase this week. You prepare a table before me in the presencia of my angustiadores. As I process reports that the president thought it would be an effective deterrent to shoot people crossing the border in the legs, to electrify the wall, to put alligators and snakes in the water, to continue coming up with, and let me be abundantly clear, creative forms of genocide. Well. To enjoy being an angustiador surrounding God's party. What does it mean for the greatest symbol of our faith to be a table set in the presence of our enemies? What does it mean for our hospitality, our imagination, our community to be set dead smack in the middle of enemy lines? What does it mean to live out the gospel, to do the work that we do, to imagine the way we imagine in the presence of our angustiadores? What does it mean for this church, for our church, to be mere city blocks from systems of power that cause incalculable anguish? I can't say that I fully know. I've been trying to figure it out for, 3 years now. But I do know that Latinidad has been setting tables in the presence of its enemies for centuries now. Latinidad, which is what we've been talking about this month, has had to conjure its humanity and dignity and hospitality and communality while land was taken, identity was taken, stories were taken, language was taken, traditions were taken, life was taken. And not by some amorphous concept, no, by people, by enemies, by angustiadores. And somehow, even in the middle of enemy lines, they keep preparing a table with God, one adorned with love, with generosity, with justice, with joy. This is why last week, Pastor Edgar invited us to pay attention to el pueblo crucificado, the crucified people, the ones who have been setting tables in the presence of angustiadores for centuries. People who just know from the center of their being how to feed the world. Who just know how to love the world by setting tables, by throwing parties, by dancing like the enemy is watching. This month begins our stewardship emphasis at Calvary, as you heard Hermana Corina say. It's when we remember what it means to be church together. And it's when we make commitments about how we will invest in that sacred work together. It's when we ask ourselves and each other, what part of the party are you planning? What part of the banquet will you be hosting? What part of the meal are you bringing? It's when we imagine together how to set a table wide enough for each of us to have an ample, imaginative seat. It's when we work together on how that table will make room for each of us equally, where the table will remind us that we belong here together. This is the season when we remember that this party that we're having with God, it is beautiful. And yet, It is indeed surrounded by angustiadores, which means we need each other all the more. One little side note as we keep leaning into this text. While the psalm does say that God prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies, that doesn't mean that God makes room at the table every time for those enemies, so long as they continue to perpetually choose to be enemies. We call your name today, Botham John. It doesn't mean that God expects us to roll out the red carpet every time for our angustiadores. It doesn't mean God wants us catering to our abusers and oppressors for the rest of our living days. It doesn't mean that the party doesn't get to draw lines and set boundaries and be clear that it isn't right or fair that the table has to be set in a war zone in the first place. Are you with me? It doesn't mean that we don't let our angustiadores know with our dancing that this party could be so much better, so much richer, so much more beautiful if they would stop the madness. So, beloved ones, let me ask you today, what table is God preparing for you in the presence of your angustiadores? What table is God preparing for you in the presence of your anguish, your suffering, your hurt, your loss? What table is God preparing for Shalom Church in El Salvador as they lead soccer clubs and baking classes and outdoor gatherings in the presence of Marrero gang members? What table is God preparing for you as you work through childhood wounds, ones of abuse and violence to your body and spirit? What table is God preparing for you as you end a marriage that has produced more anguish than joy? What table is God preparing for you as you make sense of religious trauma from your past? What table is God preparing for you as you navigate an immigration system that continues to cause you and your family angustia for no good reason? What table is God preparing for you as you face workplace discrimination and struggle to pay the bills and manage the challenges of recent surgery and grieve the loss of a loved one? What table is God preparing for you as you sit in the presence of suffering, of anguish? In the Christian tradition, the table is often understood as a place for meditation, for reflection, for quiet contemplation, a place where we perhaps confess sins and struggles or where we stoically wait on God's word for us, where we remember Jesus' suffering and death. And it might be the picture we have of this table in Psalm 23. It's a quiet table with a quiet psalmist contemplating what to do about the angustiadores, the enemies surrounding her placid meal. But I wonder if this table set before its enemies is a little more raucous than that. A little more uninhibited. A little more loud than that. I wonder if la mesa de Dios, como se dice en Puerto Rico, es un poco alborotado. Es como un revolú. I wonder if this table set in the presence of our enemies is like a wedding feast in the middle of a war zone, where we can hear the dispossessed and the struggling, where we can hear El Pueblo Crucificado celebrating late into the night, where we can hear the rhythmic foot patterns of riotous dancing from the four corners of the earth, where splashes of color swirl like woven skirts, and where adelante and huepa fill the void of the night. Perhaps this table is where the Alleluia sounds like the shifting feet of the bachata and the swish of sangria and the clank of glasses shouting salud. This is where the holy fiesta is only getting started. See, God's table is a banquet table. It's a table that disrupts the typical patterns of the world. And when we come to this table, we can't help but erupt with joy. There should be famine in the presence of our enemies. There should be death in the presence of our enemies. There should be suffering in the presence of our enemies. And God knows that often there is. And yet, isn't that the gospel in a nutshell? And yet? Isn't that it? And yet? And yet, and yet, and yet, this nearly farcical God prepares a table for us, throws a fiesta for us in the middle of it all, in the middle of a war zone, whether it's the war zone of the world or the one in our hearts. God is an ancient decorator. And she is planning a wedding, a party, a quinces in the middle of it all. Putting flowers and vases, queuing up the music, shining the silverware, pouring the wine until our cups overflow, hasta que están rebosando. God's table, the sulhan of Yahweh, la mesa de Dios. It's set, and the party, the holy fiesta, is beginning. It's been beginning since the dawn of time. And so my gospel question, I guess, for you today is, are you ready to dance? Are you ready to dance in the middle of it all?